Of course, the United States cannot be expected to respond to all of the world's needs. The G8 needs to step up. The EU needs to step up. They've been decreasing the commitment to the Global Fund even before the economic crisis started, although that is now the pretext. And as for our African governments, I mean, in 2001, they said that HIV should be the top priority for the first quarter of the 21st century, HIV, TB, and other infectious diseases. At the top of the national development plans, that health should get 15%. And none of those commitments have actually translated into concrete action. We haven't seen that money. And as a result, millions of people continue to die unnecessarily. The cynicism that we're feeling isn't because we don't have the means to achieve universal access. It's because we don't have the will. So I really want to question this concept of commitment and how we can continue to claim to be committed in the face of the obvious evidence that people are being turned away from clinics because they can't access treatment. I was just speaking to a researcher who was in the Free State in South Africa last week, where some PEPFAR sites have shut down, and people who have already been on treatment are being turned back from the government facilities because they cannot be absorbed. Now, that is a criticism of both the U.S. government as well as the South African government, who had billions and billions to invest in the World Cup, which, like I said, I enjoyed greatly, but it cost a lot of money, and we don't have the money to treat these people who have been on treatment. They're being switched back to D4T. We're taking steps backwards, counterintuitive, like I said, in the face of all the opportunity we have to make such significant progress. It's heartbreaking.